The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So welcome to the studios as we talk about her book, Faith Josephine, author. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Well, let's talk about your favorite thing, writing. So, briefly in the, I would like to call the pre-interview,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're telling me it's not only your name on this particular publishing.
No.
And who else is on this as well?
So the real woman with the love of writing is my mother. So mm-hmm. that's where I would have gotten it from. She's been obsessed with books all her life. So she would have been reading to me before I could walk and talk. So mm-hmm. books was a big part of my upbringing. This book was a project that I had in mind for like a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that actually put pen to paper and brought it all to life. She was like, okay, no more procrastinating. We're going to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, procrastination comes in different forms. And you didn't realize.
Yeah.
So tell me, what motivated you to do this? Why carnival and not another festival or another story?
Okay, so I think one of the most beautiful things about being from Trinidad is the fact that we get to celebrate all these different occasions,
mm-hmm.
right? Now we have the Diwali, the Christmas, the Easter, and all of those are really, really big, but I think that Carnival is the one celebration that is truly ours. It's mm-hmm. it's no influence from anywhere else. I mean, apart from the French, which is covered in the foreword,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that Trinidadians brought together all on their own. So my mom and I, we both work really, really close with kids. So we're from an institute called the Trinidad and Tobago Childcare Training Academy,
mm-hmm.
and that line of work led me to working with kids from very early on. Last year for the carnival period, during the project season, we would have had I had to work with a boy who was doing a project on the Mokojambis, and I could not find an image for him to color at
mm-hmm.
all. And that's what made me realize, okay, so apart from the Mokojambis, yes, you have the images of the characters when they are dressed and on stage,
mm-hmm.
but you can't find activities tailored to children to have them learn about the characters and what they represent. So that's what kickstarted it all.
From not finding an image of the Mokojambi.
Yes.
And the history of the characters as well. You go in depth
yes.
for each one.
So that's the work of my mother. As much as I'd love to take credit, she's painstakingly spent days researching, fact checking
mm-hmm.
the words beautifully written and flowing like that. That's all her. She's a master with the words.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes.
So, what was the most influential fact that you learned about these characters that you did not know?
So much. Each one of them had taught me something that I absolutely did not know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for the most part, all I would have known about these characters was seeing them cross the stage, or I'm in carnival, in juvie, or mass on a Monday night, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I see the Mokojambis and I see the Midnight Robbers, and I have a vague idea of who they are, but this actually brought them to life. This is how I came to know their history and mm-hmm. what they represent for us.
So, like for example, the Mokojambi. Let me get to the page of the Mokojambi so you could read on that. Because it has a very interesting history. So the Mokojambi is derived from an old Orisha god of retribution named Moko. Orisha is a sect of the Baptist faith. Mokojambi signifies that he has survived the years of torture, first over the seas from West Ghana and then as a slave on plantations. Yet he is still able. The masquerader balances and strides on stilts 10 to 15 feet tall. Often the stilts are painted in strips or decorated with colored fabric. The Mokojambi is usually dressed in a brightly colored costume consisting of long pants or skirts and a simple shirt. In 1990, a pair of Mokojambis called Tantan and Saga Boy fondly remember Tantan and Saga Boy were shot into fame when Massman Peter Minchell brought the traditional characters back to the forefront of Trinidad Carnival in his parade. The Moko Jumbies danced through the gathered crowds all day, collecting money from onlookers watching from second-story buildings. And there would be that height as well to reach to those kind of heights. Would you play a Moko Jumbie mass?
I want to. but the truthfully speaking, I can't walk on flat ground. So, so I don't know how well that's going to go, but I'd love to try.
I mean, they've got classes and things to teach you how to do these stilts.
So I know Mr. Junior Bisnat. He's really, really well, and he seems to have a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. But I would love to give it a shot. But the highest I've ever been off the ground is like 4 inches. So.
Heels.
Heels, yeah.
So talking about going in depth into the characters, each one of them, where you found your resources, your information, was it difficult to find?
Like I said, that part, the fact checking and stuff, that was all my mother. I had absolutely no idea. Mm-hmm. Initially, I wanted an activity book. I didn't think as to put the history into it. So she did that. So she's really my source of information. But she would have fact checked everything, run information through NCC and made sure everything was correct. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the activity side of it. So I see that you have got black and white replicas of the characters.
Yes.
So tell me what's more, how you came up with the activities.
Okay. So the activities are actually tailored to be used as ADHD therapy. So as you see there, they're little boxes to fill in. And it's not just the coloring. So we also have, if you skip to the Peregrinade, that activity, you can color it, but what we recommend is getting these strips of kite paper and sticking it on.
Ooh.
Right. So these things, parents or teachers can actually take the time and spend with their child. They do it together. Mm-hmm. So for 15 minutes, you know, you bond with the kid and you do that together. And it's a form of ADHD therapy.
Well, hear what, right? Something like that, I want it to be perfect. You know,
yeah.
I think it's more OCD
so
than
you don't want
right? So yeah, I would need a book by myself. You know that the kid can make all the mess, and because I will watch it and say, you see, you didn't get the glitter in the correct spot in the box, right? It's supposed to remain.
So initially, the book is tailored for primary school age kids. We say 3 to 10, but I have seen a lot of adults buy the book for themselves and they use it as a stress reliever.
I mean, adults could color too. What make you feel like coloring books is only
for kids?
Not to take away from this, but there are a few books that I've seen already with mandalas and Gucci flowers and you know for adults. Ooh, I love those books. Any other avenues that you would like to see this book used?
I would love to see it in the schools, for one. We're trying very hard to get it onto the curriculum. But I think it's something good for parents to just have in the home. I mean, sometimes, you know, even if the school does not recommend a specific resource, you go out there, you find something else that works. And this is a really fun way to introduce the history of each character, keep the culture alive.
Yeah.
And I want to see it. I really, really want to see it outside of Trinidad.
Well, the thing is, with this lovely subject that these children have called social studies, I don't know if they call it social studies still.
I believe so.
Yeah? Because after Carnival, you know, you have to go through all the papers and look for the articles and the pictures and all that. So I think that this prepares them for what characters to look for and identify. So it will be a little easier when you come into school and your teacher says, well, what is this? This is not associated with Carnival.
See, this makes the project easier for the parents to do.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes the intensity of these projects, might as well just give it to the parent to do. And it helps with research as well. Do you have any other books that you have in mind to come? And what other celebrations?
So the it's a series. It's called Eclectrics. Mm-hmm. And it's a three-part series, but we're going to keep the next one a secret just for the surprise factor.
Okay, no
problem. But it will be absolutely local as well.
And of course, like I said, the information that you got it from the NCC and so on. Would there be like a relationship later on with NCC?
Hopefully, we're working on it.
To do some more things like this. Because as you say, information is power.
Yes.
And it supports the continuation of the culture as well.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, Miss Josephine, thank you so much for coming. But what else you wanted to
I just wanted to give you all a brief little rundown.
Mm-hmm.
So, personally, this book, I think it to be an invaluable resource that showcases the rich cultural heritage of Trinidad and Tobago. It features thoughtfully designed activities, which is geared towards educating and encouraging children while vividly bringing to life the traditional carnival characters of the past through captivating stories and vibrant illustrations. It's an essential tool for primary school age kids, helping cultivate critical skills such as creativity, innovation, concentration, spatial awareness, and problem solving. It is not just a chance to enrich your child's learning experience and to introduce them to the traditions of the most remarkable show on earth. Mm-hmm. Truly. This book is available at Charon's Bookstores, RIK Bookstores, Paper Base Store, Scribbles and Quills, Keat Cans, Yui Bookstore, Boise and Kuraisha, Survival Scholars Puppet Camp, Petal Mass Camp, Pudre Juve Mass Camp, and Carnival City Ultra Lounge.
Well, the thing is, I'm glad that you gave out the list of where the books are available, because that would have been my next question.
Yes.
You know, just in case anyone who wants to take back to foreign, as you like to call it.
And I mean, if those places are a little bit out of reach, I mean, during COVID, we got so accustomed to online shopping. Mm-hmm. We also have that option.
Yes.
So you can follow us on social media. There are two numbers that are active and you place your order and we'll have it to you in no time.
And well, do you want to give out the contact number one
time? Sure. So it's 682-6107 or 333-0239.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Miss Josephine.
Thank you for having me.
It was intimidating, but I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself.
I really hope I didn't say anything that was wrong.
No, man, you were on point. You were good.
Thank you.
Last question, though. As it's carnival, what is your choice for road march so far?
I would say it's Bungie Garland, 1000.
Oh, this is the first song I play for the morning. So, which means I can't play it again, but I'll play it a little later on.
Yes, I really like that one. However, if Kes wins, if you'll give Kes a chance to win, I'd love that. I've been praying for years.
Something about Kes, huh? Everybody loves Kes.
Yes, he's so sweet and melodious.
And here all the men, oh gosh, Kes again. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.